The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB present
Art Magic.
Here comes Squarefar ahead to Kenzie Galloway. Pass break. Yes, and one.
Nice pass from Megan Squarefar.
Dribble drive cut off on the left wing. Needs help. Finds Logan Miller. Seven. It's six. It's five. Back to King. Up top. Down the middle of the lane. The runner. Good. 2 seconds left.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pass Paladin Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And warm greetings from Mendon High School, a Michigan High School Athletic Association, and WTVB, proudly presenting this MHSAA Class C Girls Basketball District Championship game. The Bronson Vikings taking on the Mendon Hornets for the third time in the span of a month. I'm Sean Watson, and to my left is Coldwater JV boys coach Quinn Berry, member of the CHS Athletic Hall of Fame. And that Hall of Fame outside the hallway here at Mendon High School, jam-packed with dignitaries.
Yes, it is. Mendon was well-known for its football program, no doubt about it, Sean, but they've also put some very good lady athletes through this school over the last number of years, and including this year in basketball.
Oh, talking about this year's edition of the Mendon Hornet girls, they won the final St. Joe Valley Girls Basketball Championship, running the table at 6-0. Granted, of course, the St. Joe Valley is a four-team league. And next year, the members of St. Joe Valley and the members of the Wakeland Athletic Conference will combine their leagues into an entity called the BCS.
Well, that's a good thing for all these schools. They just needed to get into a bigger conference and with more competition. And it's going to be a good thing for Mendon, good thing for all the schools in the area.
The only two losses that Mendon has sustained over the course of the season were very close. On January 31st, they lost at Climax Scott 34-32, and then they lost at Goebbels on February 18th. We're currently ranked seventh in the state in Class C. Lost at Goebbels 39-35, but again, 6-0 in the league, including on February 10th, a 47-40 win at Bronson, and back here last Friday, a 50-34 win against the visiting Vikings.
Well, the Vikings have done a real nice job in both games against Mendon this year, so this should be a very competitive night for the Mendon Hornets. There's no doubt about it. It's always, like we say, Sean, it's always tough to beat a team three times.
Funny, I remember Dave Storr saying that as though it happened yesterday.
Like it did yesterday.
So anyway, the run through the tournament for these Mendon Hornets and their head coach, Lisa Griffith, began on Wednesday. They drew a first round bye, and they took out Reading on Wednesday, 38-24. Brooke Howard with a game-high 19 points, a senior, a four-year starter. She just happens to be the team's leading scorer, averaging 18.7 points a night. Second leading scorer, Grace Layton, also a senior, averaging 8.2. Alexis Russell, the starting center, 8.1 points a game. She is the team's leading rebounder, 7 boards a night. And then Brooke Howard, her position as the point guard, averaging 6.7 boards a game. Also, 2.9 rebounds, 2.9 assists, rather, 2.7 steals per game.
Well, as you'll notice as the night goes on tonight, Sean, Brooke Howard, she's a little point guard. She's out there at about 5'10", 5'11". You know, good, solid-looking player. She's not only going to take care of the basketball and score a lot, but she's going to do a lot of assists, a lot of rebounds, and she's the real deal. There's no doubt about it.
Well, go ahead and take this two-minute break and talk about the Bronson Vikings. From Mendon High School, you're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater.
Oh, yeah.
You may have missed the mech, but Halet was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Halet's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Halet Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaletAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Minden High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Sight, Justin Lapshire, the hardest working man in the business of show, producing and engineering back at the WTVB studios, about 40 minutes to the east and south of us. It's an MHSAA Class C Girls Basketball District Championship title on the line tonight. Bronson against Menden for the third time this season. The Bronson Vikings finished second in the St. Joe Valley this year at 4-2. Those two losses in league play, as we mentioned before, came to these Menden Hornets. They are 12-8 overall. Before they started the district play, they had lost two in a row, a five-point loss at Sturgis and then losing by 16 here at Menden. But they opened up district play on Monday, plowing through Quincy 45-26. It was actually kind of close after the half, but then Bronson put them away in the second half. They beat Union City here on Wednesday 40-31, and for the Vikings, Skylar Sebeski had 13 points, Grace Piles had 11, and Kinsley Bluen with 12. Those are essentially your big three for these Vikings. Sebeski, also your leading rebounder, she had a huge double-double, 16 boards to go along with her 13 points.
Well, Skylar's been the leading rebounder and pretty much the mainstay of that offense all year long. But as we've seen earlier in the year when Bronson played Coldwater, Liz Baker can also score some points in a hurry. And then Kinsley Bluen always puts together a nice floor game for the Vikings along with scoring some points, which is what they'll need tonight for sure.
So you take a look at the Viking season stats, missing a couple of games, unfortunately, due to some computer hiccups that Coach Andy had explained to us earlier. Skylar Sebeski leading the way with 13 points per game, and Kinsley Bluen 8.6, and Liz Baker at 7.7. Sebeski is your leading rebounder, pulling down 7.1 boards a night. And after that, Grace Piles with 2.8. A call-up from the Viking JVs, Jackie Rangel, pulling down three boards a game in the four games that she has played.
Yeah, they pulled her up with about four games left, or a couple of games left in the season. She's got some minutes and done a pretty good job for Andy Hatt.
We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and bring you a pregame interview that I conducted with the head coach of the Menden Hornets, Lisa Griffin, because the Viking team bus got here relatively late in regards to when we were supposed to hit the air. We did not get a pregame interview with Coach Andy Hatt, but we will work to get a post-game interview with him win or lose later tonight. The interview with the head coach is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program for retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Back with Lisa Griffiths in 2 minutes. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Men and Hornets and the Bronson Vikings doing battle for the third time this season, this time for an MHSAA Class C district championship. We're checking in with the head coach and co-athletic director here at Mendon, Lisa Griffiths. Fans in Branch County may not be familiar with how the Mendon Hornets girls basketball team did this season. So, quick summary to start off.
We finished the season, we lost 2 games because of the weather. So we finished at 16-2. Our 2 losses were to Climax Scotts by 2 points and to 7th-ranked Class C team Goebbels by 4 points. So we haven't been doing too badly. We'd like those 2 games back and maybe to replay those, but wouldn't everybody. So heading into this game, this is going to be a tough game for us. This is the 3rd time that we've played Bronson in 3 weeks. So preparing again can be sort of tough.
And that kind of panned out because of the weather too, right?
That's right. We were supposed to play Bronson in January, and we rescheduled it 3 times to get it in because it was a league game, and this was the only date we could come up with was February 10th, which put us up to 3 weeks in a row.
Well, as it turned out, Hornets beat Bronson twice en route to the final St. Joe Valley Girls Basketball Championship. Tell us a little bit about the team.
Well, we're pretty senior-loaded. We have 8 seniors and 2 juniors on the team. We have the returning fourth-year starter, Brooke Howard, who is our point guard and leads us in scoring. And we have Jenna Griffiths, who has been on the varsity for 4 years, 3 years as a starter. She leads us in 3-point shots. And Grace Layton rounds out the guard ship up at the top. She is our defensive specialist, her along with Jenna, at the top of our defense. Then we have inside Alexis Russell, who does a very good job of posting up, is our main post player, and she is down there along with Sierra Furlong, who is counted on to rebound and for defense as well.
At this point, needless to say, you and your girls are very familiar with Coach Head and what the Bronson Vikings do. What do you think it'll take for the Hornets to beat the Vikings for the 3rd time this season and hoist the trophy later tonight?
Well, it's going to take very good defensive effort. And at the offensive end as well. We need to be prepared for the unexpected, I think. Andy's a very good coach, and he could pull something out of his hat, no pun intended. But so we, you know, we know what they've done in the past. We've scouted and rescouted, and we hope we're prepared. But you never know when someone when you play them three times what they might have held back from you.
Lisa Griffith, head coach of the Men and Hornets girls basketball team. Thank you for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.
Back live here at Mendon High School. Those were the thoughts of Lisa Griffith, the head coach and co-athletic director here at Mendon, as we're about 8 minutes or so away from the opening tip. This MHSAA Class C Girls Basketball District Championship game between Mendon and Bronson. Again, we hope to check in with Bronson head coach Andy Hatt during our post-game show. Take a quick look at some of the other action going on around Southwest Michigan. We'll start off with the Class A district at Gull Lake. As you probably expected, the Smack East champion Gull Lake Blue Devils are in the championship game tonight. They're going to take on Grand Ledge coming up in a few minutes. Gull Lake dispatched Battle Creek Central and Lakeview on Monday and Wednesday. Grand Ledge, meanwhile, took out Jackson High and then Holt to make their way to the district championship game. Over the Class B district at Parchman, it's going to be Harper Creek versus the host Parchman Panthers tonight. Harper Creek eliminated Delton Kellogg and Penfield. Meanwhile, Parchman took out Smack East runner-up Marshall on Monday and then beat Comstock on Wednesday. Over at the Class B district at Sturgis, we saw Three Rivers rock Coldwater 64-55 on Wednesday. Previously, they had beaten Edwardsburg 51-27. So they'll be playing for a district title, going up against the host Sturgis Trojans. Sturgis beat Vicksburg on Wednesday, rather, 52-38. Class B district at Olivet featuring a couple of members of the Interstate 8, the league that Coldwater is going to be joining next year. Well, actually, Jackson Northwest, who has been in the mix in the Class B polls for most of the season, taking on Eaton Rapids tonight at Olivet. Charlotte had beaten Parma Western on Monday. Eaton Rapids eliminated the host Olivet team. Then on Wednesday, Northwest beat Charlotte. Eaton Rapids eliminated Leslie. Out at Springport, it's going to be Danville versus Springport from the Big 8 for that district championship game. Over at the East Jackson district, it'll be Concord versus East Jackson for the district championship. Homer was eliminated earlier during the week. Over at St. Philip, the Class D district will not feature the Fighting Tigers. It'll feature Climax Scott against Martin. That game is underway right now. St. Philip beat Kalamazoo Heritage on Monday. They were eliminated by Climax Scott 39-36. Martin beat Calhoun Christian to advance to the district championship game. Over at the Tekonsha district, Tekonsha was eliminated by Jackson Christian 73-19. Bellevue beat Marshall Academy. The district championship is tonight between Bellevue and Jackson Christian. Give a quick mention of the Class D district over at North Adams, Jerome, where Pan Sophia Academy played on Wednesday and were eliminated by the host Rams 45-12. It'll be North Adams, Jerome against Hillsdale Academy, who had beaten Will Carlton Academy and Litchfield to make it to the district championship game. So very busy night of girls basketball district final action tonight. Regionals are next Tuesday and next Thursday.
The regional district winner here from Mendon going over to Hillsdale to participate next week. So boys finished up pretty much last night across the state as they get ready for their opening night and district play next Monday night.
First, we'll talk about the boys basketball district that we'll be covering during our Branch County Abstract entitled Halftime Report. Have some time to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of Michigan High School Athletic Association and WCDB. No portion of the descriptions or accounts of this game may be disseminated without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. We'll go ahead and take this break. Be back with the starting lineup and the opening tip from Mendon High School. The MHSAA Class C Girls Basketball District Championship game between the host Hornets and the Bronson Vikings
You are listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Recent reports reveal the average car is 11 years old.
Yikes!
We've got a car health crisis in our country. This is Michelle.
And this is Melissa from Rainbow Motor Sales.
We're on a mission to help people get rid of the old car they hate.
So we created the Old Car Exchange. Trade in your old car early, regardless of age, miles, or condition.
Even if you still owe $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000, drive away in a nicer, newer car. Plus, based on the sale price of the nicer, newer car you choose,
you may qualify for a car health subsidy. Get way more than appraised value for your old trade-in at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Stuck in an old car because of pre-existing credit conditions? Our For the People credit approval process is just what the doctor ordered.
Trade in your old car and drive away in a nicer, newer car, possibly for the same or lower monthly payment. This is Melissa.
And this is Michelle.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the Mac, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 to the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes. You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service? You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find Frank advice at Fair Payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Starting lineups tonight are being brought to you by Shorts Rip Your Stand. It's a sure sign of spring. Shorts is opening this Monday. Monday special will be their locally famous double cheeseburger basket. Shorts Rip Your Stand open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Rip Your Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. For the Menden Hornets, 17-2 under head coach Lisa Griffith, three guards in the backcourt. Brooke Howard, a 5'10 senior. Grace Layton, a 5'5 senior. And Jenna Griffith, a 5'6 senior. Up front, Sierra Furlong, a 5'9 senior. And Alexis Russell, a 5'10 senior. For the Bronson Vikings, 12-8 under head coach Andy Hadd. In the backcourt will be Kelsey Robinson, a 5'4 sophomore. Kinsley Blueland, a 5'6 junior. And Skylar Sapetsky, a 5'7 junior. Up front, Liz Baker, a 5'7 senior, and Grace Kyle, a 5'7 senior. Once we get underway, the Bronson Vikings will move from left to right across your radio dial in their road purple with the white numerals and gold trim. Menden, the home team, will be in their home white with the dark green numerals and black trim.
Well, the Bronson Vikings tonight have got to take care of the basketball. There's no doubt about it. Menden's going to come at them offensively all night long, and they cannot have turnovers. If they can get back and mend it into a half-court basketball game, they might be able to stick around. And you know as well as I do, Sean, when you get down to this time of the year, anything can happen on a district final Friday night.
It will be Brooke Howard jumping at center circle along with Skylar Sabesky. Here we go. The ball's up in the air. It's slapped in the backcourt, picked up by Grace Miles for Bronson, and given to the point guard for the Vikes, Kinsley Blueen. She is at the top of the key. Get it to the right wing. Sabesky, one head fake. Now get it back up top. Kelsey Robinson moves to her left. She's in front of the Menden bench opposite way from us. Now get it to Sabesky. A check that Blueen trying to see. Piles inside. The ball picked up by Robinson underneath. Taken away by Menden. Here comes Jenna Griffith with the ball. You'll find Grace Layton holds the ball up high on the right wing. Moving to the corner, cut off by her defender, Kelsey Robinson. It comes out to Jenna Griff, Brooke Howard, rather.
Blueen has got the assignment of handling Howard tonight.
And they force Howard to make a bad pass to no one in particular underneath the bucket. It will be Viking ball, 7-12 left to play here in the first quarter. Token pressure coming from the form of Grace Layton in the backcourt for Menden as Blueen gets it across the timeline. Robinson in front of the Menden bench. Sideline left, now up top to Sabesky. No score. 1 minute old, this Class C District Championship game. Couple of head fakes. The ball went inside to Grace Piles, and quickly Alexis Russell closed in. We get a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to point toward the green and white of the Menden Hornets.
Menden out in that 1-2-2 zone on the defensive end, and they like to trap the corners.
Meanwhile, Bronson will typically play man-to-man. Oh, that's a double screen as Brooke Howard moves to the right corner, trying to feed inside. The ball almost taken away by Kelsey Robinson for Bronson. Ran out of bounds. It'll go back to the Hornets. 6:36 left to play here in the first quarter. Nobody scored yet. Falling for it is Sierra Furlong underneath. A shot is short. The loose ball tracked down by Jenna Griffith. At the free throw line, goes down the middle. Shot blocked. And the ball hauled in by Sebeski. Here comes Kinsley Bluen. She had numbers, nice feed. Unfortunately, it went through the hands of both Kelsey Robinson and Liz Baker underneath. 6:18 left to play in the first quarter. No score. A couple of unforced turnovers for each team.
Well, a lot of nerves out there right now. These teams know each other pretty well. They know their tendencies, and you can see that early in the game.
Jenna Griffith trying to give the ball to Brooke Howard. Did she travel with the ball?
Yes, she did.
Going to have to stand up and do this game. Grace Piles will inbound right underneath us. We're at the balcony here at Minden High School, a great place to view a game. There's nobody behind us. Bronson ball, no score, 5:53 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Bluen the give to Sebeski, the runner off the back of the hoop. She was going to go up for two. First foul of the game, whistled with 5:49 left in the first quarter. It is going to go against Sierra Furlong.
Tyler Sebeski going to the line for the first time tonight, a 57% free throw shooter for the Vikings.
He drains the first one and puts the Vikings up on the scoreboard.
The Vikings come in tonight shooting just 53% of their team, and that's going to be huge if they could get up into that 70% or 80% range.
Sebeski drains both free throws. It is 2-0 Bronson, 5:45 and counting left to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Brooke Howard. On the right wing, a double team closed in on her. Now she'll get it back out between the circles. Flings the ball to Jenna Griffith. There are several Griffiths here on this Menden lineup, including the head coach, and they're all tangentially related. Bank shot is good underneath for one of the Griffiths. Jenna, tying the game up at 2-2, 5:18 left to play in the first quarter from here at Menden. The dribble drive, Liz Baker off her foot, picked up by Sebeski. She's two times, she needs help. Doesn't get it as the ball's taken away by Grace Layton for the Hornets. Layton swing the ball to Furlong. She traveled with the ball before she got it away.
Some nervous feet down there right now. We're in two ball games, 5 minutes to go here.
We're not just talking the Menden sideline cheerleaders who are to our right either. Here come the Vikings. Sebeski, Bluen around to Robinson, left wing. Bronson trying to find some way to penetrate inside. Here's a pass to Grace Pyle. She traveled as she tried to back down the double team that's behind her. On the low right block, here we go again. 2-2 tie. Bronson and Menden, 4:40 left to play in the first quarter from here at Menden.
Not even a lot of shots yet in this game, but a lot of unforced turnovers.
Jenna Griffith giving the ball to Howard. Howard to Russell on the right corner. Back out here is a runner off the back of the rim. No good for Layton. Rebounded by the Vikings. Here comes Kinsley Bluen. In transition. Bounce pass taken away from behind by Sierra Furlong. And Bronson's going to be assessed the foul. They try to rip it back away.
Oh, Kinsley Bluen just... She lost the dribble, and then she came right back and fouled the girl that stole the ball from her.
2-2 tie as we approach the halfway point here in the first quarter. Howard to the right wing to Jenna Griffith, holds the ball up high, gets the ball inside. Alexis Russell, five-footer off the hoop, no good, rebound by Howard. She's hacked. She's going to go up for a pair, and Grace Piles holds her hands up like she was a guilty party, and she was her first team second.
One amazing stat I noticed tonight, Sean, was Brooke Howard, 89% free throw shooter.
It's 86 out of 97 from the stat sheet that we have. Brooke Howard gets into the scorebook for the first time with her first free throw. The Menden Hornets have their first lead of the night, 3-2. 3:56 left to play, first quarter. Second one is good as well for Howard. Here come the Vikings, token pressure coming from Layton in the backcourt. Bluen gets it across the timeline. Kick the ball out to Robinson. Now to Baker, to the left elbow. Shot does not go in for Piles. Rebounded by Layton.
Menden likes to slow that ball down, run out of the half-court offense.
Here's Howard to the left wing. It comes to Jenna Griffith. She has a cousin, Samantha Griffith, who will probably be among the first to come in. Very senior-oriented Menden squad, just two juniors, Rachel Frisbee and Jackie Friel. Whistle on a foul, and Menden's going back to the free throw line. Liz Baker picking up her first foul, team third. This time it will be Grace Layton going up to the free throw line. Clock stop with 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Grace Layton sinks the first, gives the Menden Hornets a 5-2 lead.
57% free throw shooter on the year.
Second one down, up and good. And the Menden Hornets lead by four. Now, while the girls that I just mentioned for Menden, Rachel Frisbee coming into the lineup. She is a 5'9 junior. Again, just one of two juniors on the roster. Bluen across the timeline. Triple team closes in on her. Now Baker loses the dribble up top. Robinson around to Sebeski. Inside feeding Files. She traveled again.
The Vikings doing what they need to do. They're getting the ball inside to Files. Just struggling keeping those feet still underneath there once she does receive the pass.
See who Andy Hatt brings first off the bench. Nobody yet. The same starting five out there for the Vikings. He trails 6-2. Menden ball 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. Layton, a dribble drive. Right baseline. It's short. Loose ball collected by Skylar Sebeski. Deep in the backcourt, she is hawked by Jenna Griffith. Bluen throws the ball across the timeline to Robinson, 35 feet away from the bucket. Now Bluen at the center court circle, looking toward Coach Hatt for some instruction. Sebeski gets the ball on the right wing, bounce pass back to Bluen on the corner. She's hawked by a double team, and one part of that double team is going to be assessed a foul. It looks like it might be against Brooke Howard.
Brooke Howard just got that knee out there, caught Bluen there when she was dribbling, trying to get out of the corner.
Howard's first foul is a team second for Menden. It'll be Viking ball trailing by four. Alley-oop pass to Sebeski. Backs her way down to the bucket and draws contact. Back to the free throw line for Sebeski. Rachel Frisbee picking up her first foul. Team fouls are even at three apiece. Sebeski back to the charity stripe. Sebeski with all three of Bronson's points, all from the free throw line so far. 6-3, they trail Menden with 2:19 left to play in the first quarter. The second one is down, is up, rattles in and out. The ball hauled in by Alexis Ruffel for Menden. Yes, it's to Brooke Howard who gets it across the timeline.
Vikings stay in that tough man-to-man defense.
Jenna Griffith, sideline left, now moving to the wing. Triple team closes up top. Bad pass. It is tracked down by Howard inside. Russell got a very nice bounce and a roll to score the bucket. Menden now leads 8-3. Minute 50 left to play in the quarter. Sebeski gives the ball to Piles. Cross court. Robinson inside Baker. Head fake blows by Russell. Shoots from five off the back of the hoop. One and done. Rebounded by Russell.
Howard, a big-sized point guard out there at around 5'11", can really see over the top of the defense.
Jenna Griffith gets the ball to Howard. She's on the left wing. The ball poked away by Kinsley Bluen. It goes out of bounds back to the Hornets. A minute 26 left to play in the first quarter. Menden leads Bronson 8-3. Jenna Griffith to inbound underneath the bucket. Over Sebeski, ball's going to go in the backcourt. It's picked up on the run by Kelsey Robinson. Layup good.
Kelsey Robinson with her first two of the night.
In fact, it's the first field goal made by the Vikings at 8-5. They trail Menden by three. Minute 11 left to play in the quarter. Here's an open three-pointer. It's short for Jenna Griffith. Ball rebounded by Alexis Russell, trying to post up from the low left block. They got a nice back spin on that one.
Good offensive rebound by Russell. Put back.
10-5 Hornets, 52 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. Here's Robinson on the weak side, left wing. Sebeski coming out on the corner. Hawk, however, by Layton now comes to the right wing, the blue one. Howard picks her up, bounce pass across. Robinson bobbles at the double team, closes in on her. Still forces up a shot, hand draws a foul.
Rachel Frisbee, I think, is going to pick up her second foul since coming into the ballgame.
You are correct. Your eyes from up here are better than probably what you thought coming in. First of two is a brick for Kelsey Robinson off the back of the hoop.
If I'd have known, Sean, I'd have brought my striped shirt and my whistle tonight.
Jackie Friel, the other junior for Minden, the standing 5'4", coming in to give Brooke Howard a well-earned breather. Second one from Robinson off the back of the hoop. The ball knocked out underneath by Menden on the battle for the rebound. Right in front of Brandon Watson from the Sturgis Journal and Gary Baker, his colleague from the Daily Reporter. It'll be Kelsey Robinson inbounding to Kinsley Bluen on the left wing. Cross court, one-handed grab on the right corner by Sebeski. Launches along, two rolls off the hoop. Piles had a hand on it. Taken away by the much stronger Grace Layton from Menden. 20 seconds left to play in the quarter. See if the Hornets play for the final shot of the frame, leading by five. Like they're setting up that way, the ball comes to Friedel. Up top, wraparound foul by Kinsley Bloom. She picks up her second, team fourth.
That's not a good situation for Coach Hatt there. Kinsley Bluen doing a real nice job on Brooke Howard in this first period, and now she's got two fouls.
Gives way to Alexa Radkowski, a 5'6 sophomore, first substitution of the night for the Vikings. The inbound coming to Alexis Russell. Shot blocked underneath by Grace Piles. They were standing shoulder to shoulder. Russell still tried to take a 12-foot jumper, but the long arms of the law, so to speak, got the block. Inbound intended for Creel, knocked away by Radkowski. 2.6 seconds left to play in the quarter. 10-5 Menden. Another chance for the Hornets to inbound for the final shot of the quarter. And loss of the runner goes in for Layton. At the end of the first quarter in this NHSAA Class C Girls Basketball District Championship game, the Menden Hornets 12 and the Bronson Vikings 5. Back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about those games that are supposedly decided on their last play. Bronson ball to start the second quarter. They trail by seven. Pass deflected, picked up by Radkowski, and she slid that foot as she skips out on the right wing. Very obvious travel.
Well, a very slow-paced game here, really. Neither team running the floor much. Both teams coming down, setting up their half-court offense. So
Brooke Howard came back into the Menden lineup, gives the ball to Freeman. Now the bounce pass between the circles to Jenna Griffith. Lopping it inside to Howard. Off of her is a double team of Vikings closed in from behind, altering that play.
Well, they can't afford in this half-court offense to have too many unforced turnovers. They're just not getting good shots at the basket.
We're talking about both teams.
Both teams, yeah.
12-5, Mendon leading with 7:22 left to play in the half. Robinson to Sobeski, now back up top to Robinson, moves to her left to give it to Sobeski. Down the middle, off the glass, and good.
Great move there by Skyler Sobeski, a little left-hand push shot.
Found the slimmest of seams before the triple team closed in on her down the middle. Now the pass, Howard inside the Friel. She's fouled. It's like Ratkowski's the guilty party.
I believe that's going to be her second foul.
Actually, just her first.
First foul, I'm sorry.
Team fifth, it'll be Mendon ball out of bounds underneath their bucket. 7:03 left to play in the half, 12-7. Now, 14-7, the inbound went to Brooke Howard, who banks it in. Her first field goal of the game, probably won't be her last. Sobeski on the right wing, get it to Baker, left corner. 17-footer bounces off the hoop. Rebound by Jackie Friel from Mendon.
We got to see Liz Baker knock some of those down tonight for the Vikings to stay in this ball game.
Friel on the right wing, one pump fake. But Ratkowski bodying up on her. Bounce pass intended for Howard. Stolen by Sobeski. One-on-one break. Head fake off the glass.
The little head fake. Finished with the left hand. Skyler Sobeski.
14-9. Bronson trails Mendon by 5. 6:20 left to play in the half. Howard between the circles. Bodied up by Sobeski. Ball comes to Friel as Ratkowski comes out on her in the man-to-man defense. Now, dribble drive by Jenna Griffith, who is being guarded by Kelsey Robinson. Forces up a shot from the left elbow. It's short, rebounded by Sobeski. Sobeski ahead to Liz Baker. She catches up to the ball. Foul from behind.
I think they're just going to take the Mendon girl just knocked that away. They'll be Mendon ball out of bounds. Looks like a little bit of a foul there, but the official...
It's actually going to be Bronson ball.
Or Bronson ball off of Hornets.
See Sierra Furlong back in for Mendon. The inbound comes to Kinsley Bluen. Cut off at the top of the key now, Robinson. Give it to Bluen, the runner, in and out. And the ball off of Grace Piles as she tried to haul the ball in. Well, the starting unit back out there for Bronson right now, Robinson, Bluen, Baker, Sobeski, and Piles. Bluen with two fouls.
And they've switched the defense up, Andy Hatt has a little bit as far as personnel is concerned. Got Sobeski guarding Brooks Howard.
Jenna Griffith with the ball on the left wing being hawked by Bluen. Moving around the perimeter, dished the ball to Layton. Standing at one of the men that... Hornet logos near the scorer's table. Now Howard on the leave. It comes to Jenna Griffith. Dribble drive, kick it out to the left wing. Here's Layton, who did come back in during that last opportunity play. Brooke Howard, Sobeski guarding her. The right wing is going to come to Layton. Off the screen, moving to the top of the key, finds Jenna Griffith. Mendon being very patient, leading by 5, 14-9, 4:57 left to play in the half. The give is to Layton, 17. Quarter is good from the left wing.
Layton, after scoring 4 points in that first quarter, gets her first bucket of the second quarter.
Mendon leads by 7 once again. The jump shot from 6 down the middle for Sobeski, a short whistle and a foul underneath in the battle for the rebound. That's going to go against the Vikes. Sobeski with her first foul, team 6. Next foul against them puts Mendon up at the line for at least 1-1. 4:41 and counting left to play in the half. Mendon 16, Bronson 9. Here comes Brooke Howard with the ball. Get the ball to the left wing to Layton. Dribble driving, trying to go around Robinson. Half deflected. It's going to be tracked down by Furlong on the left corner. Now back to Jenna Griffith to reset. Inside to Brooke Howard. Someone went over her back.
By Skyler Sobeski.
That is. That would be two quick fouls on her. It is. Team 7. Back to the free throw line. Brooke Howard shooting 1-1.
And Andy Hatt's going to have to go to number 3 person on Brooke Howard, trying to figure out how to stop the young lady.
Howard drains the first free throw, gets the bonus. Mendon now leads by 8, their biggest lead of the night,
17-9 with 4:20 left until halftime. Back end of the 1-1 is good for Howard. 18 for the Mendon Hornets, 9 for the Bronson Vikings. Here comes Kinsley Bluen, pass deflected, picked up by Sebeski on the right wing. She's staying out there for the time being with her two fouls. Bluen from Robinson, Bluen moving to the corner. Off pass looking for Piles, stolen by Grace Layton.
Wow, that was a pretty good steal there, it looked like, but the official must have saw something.
Layton assessed her first foul, team fifth. Bronson ball sideline right, 4:05 left to play in the half. They trail 18-9 to Mendon. Here at the home of the Hornets. Blue on top of the key, get the ball to Robinson, around to Baker on the left corner. She's been neutralized so far, in and out of Blue's hands. Blue trying to rip the ball away from Sierra Furlong, and we're going to get a foul.
Yeah, it's going to be her third foul. That's really going to hurt the Vikings. Blue doing a nice job defensively on Brooke Howard early in the game.
Well, she'll have to give way to Alexa Radkowski then, as the Hornets sent Sierra Furlong to the free throw line, 94 feet away from where the foul took place. 1-1 for Furlong coming up. Line drive and got the first one to rattle in. She will get the bonus. Mendon now leads by 10, 19-9. 3:54 left to play in the half.
Furlong, a 57% free throw shooter.
Second one bounces off the hoop. Piles going after the rebound. We have a whistle. Did it just go out of bounds? No, we get a Mendon foul against Alexis Russell, her first, team six, and timeout is going to be called by Mendon head coach Lisa Griffith. It's a Bronson timeout. I stand corrected. 3:53 left to play in the half. 19-9. Mendon on top of Bronson. We're back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Saving you money and great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2007 Dodge 1500 4x4 Hemi Quad Cab, just $224 per month? A 2008 Kia Sportage EX with sunroof is just $199 per month. Mobilia has a pair of 2012 Chevrolet Malibu LTs, your choice, just $214 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stoddard, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12, across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Bronson ball coming out of their timeout. They trail by 10, 19-9. Here's Sebeski, left corner three. It's an air ball rebounded underneath by Brooke Howard. It was off of her hand. Sebeski pointing Bronson way, thinking that they're going to get the ball back, and in fact, that is what's going to happen.
The Vikings are going to have to find a way to generate some offense here. They got to get somebody in the middle of the court to handle the basketball. That's against this 1-2-2 zone. That's a weakness.
Sebeski bounce pass to Robinson on the right corner, 19-9 Mendon, 3:25 left to play in the half. Pump by Ratkowski, Sebeski on the sideline left. Get it to Baker, immediately double team, get it back out to Sebeski, hop step down the middle, piles off the right block low. It's in and out, rebounded by Howard for Mendon.
Well, they did exactly what they want, but they just didn't finish there.
Layton to Howard, now swing it to the left wing to Samantha Griffith, who checked in during the timeout. She is a 5'4 senior. We mentioned Jenna and Samantha Griffith are cousins on the squad. Long pass to Sierra Furlong on the left wing, gets it to Layton. Now the dribble drive by Russell with Piles guarding her inside Furlong. Ball knocked away from her, picked up by Piles. Here comes Robinson, long throw ahead, looking for Ratkowski here or Liz Baker, taken away by Mendon, taken right back by Sebeski, pass inside to Liz Baker.
collision underneath. It looks like Luke Baker is going to go up for a pair.
I'm not sure which team he's going to call that on Luke Baker.
Well, up here, it very well could have gone either way, right?
I would have said a no call there, to be honest with you. Both girls just getting down on the ground fighting for the ball.
Baker with her second foul, team ninth, back to the free throw line for Brooke Howard. She's made all four from the charity stripe so far. Front end of this one and one is good. She gets the bonus, gives the Vikings an 11-point deficit. Menden leads 20-9, 2:31 left to play in the half.
I tell you, she could be one of the, could be right up there in one of the top free throw shooters in the state in the record book, doesn't it? Not too many boys or girls shoot in that 89-90% range.
30-second timeout is being taken by Menden. Brooke Howard made both of her free throws. The Hornets lead 21-9. Hydration isn't a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the NHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Menden leading Brompton by 12 as the strains of Johnny Cash's version of Ring of Fire fade out in the distance here in the gym. Menden showing a press for the first time. I think that's what Coach Lisa Griffith was setting up during that timeout. Bounce pass Robinson, almost stolen by Layton. It's going to go, well, we're going to go the other way as Brompton is assessed a foul. No, Bronson was not assessed the foul after all. It is going to be Menden ball off of Bronson. I stand corrected.
The officials aren't real quick with their calls either.
Of course, we're here in the balcony. Brooke Howard shot from the left block, short rebounded by Piles. Here come the Vikings. Robinson throwing the ball to Skylar Sobeski. Splits the quadruple. Team draws a foul. She'll go up for two. With 2:02 left to play in the half.
Well, the Vikings are picking up the pace a little bit, getting the ball down court quicker before Menden sets up in that 1-2-2 zone, and that's going to open up some opportunities for him to get to the basket.
Jenna Griffith for Menden picking up her first foul, team seven. Shooting foul, first to two from Sobeski off the back of the rim, clank. It remains, for the time being, 21-9 Hornets with 2:02 left to play in the half. Second one is in and out. Baker tracking down the ball. She gets the rebound and gets it out to Ratkowski. Kelsey Robinson, top of the key, get it on the weave to Ratkowski. Piles and Baker setting a screen. Here's Sobeski on the right wing. Now up top to Baker. Double team on her. Sobeski launches a triple from the right wing. It's short off the right side. Ball down on the ground. Somehow the Vikings able to pick it up. Sobeski is fouled before she can get the ball away. Back to the free throw line for her, this time for 1-1.
Wow.
Jenna Griffith just picked up her second foul, team 8 for Menden.
Hard to believe that official called that from 60 feet away. A little touch foul.
Well, these things happen.
But we'll take it, getting Skylar Sobeski back to the free throw line.
Does not get the front end of the run and one. Baker had position for the rebound, but it's taken away by Brooke Howard for the Hornets. Cut off on the left wing. Up top, it's going to come to Jenna Griffith. 21-9 Menden with a minute 25 left to play in the half. Three-pointer by Jenna Griffith. Throws off the back of the hoop. A shot from the right wing. Ball tracked down by Piles. Immediately gives it to Baker, and now Robinson to reset for the Vikes. Sobeski on the right wing to Baker at the free throw line. Triple team out to Sobeski. Launches the three-pointer off top. It's off the back of the rim again. Rebounded this time by Grace Layton. Layton one-on-two break, but she'll slow things up on the right corner. Get it up top. Howard for three. Yes!
Brooke Howard, big second quarter here with 9 points.
9 points and 24 total for Menden. Just 9 for the Vikings total. Still 9, a shot from the left elbow in and out for Alexa Ratkowski. Here come the Hornets, leading by 15 with 33 seconds left to play in the half.
11 points now on the night for Brooke Howard. She has the ball, top of the key, cut off at the elbow. The dish is to Furlong on the right corner inside the arc. Throw the ball back up top to Layton. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Loses the dribble, and we get a tie-up. Liz Baker and Tierra Furlong rolling around, battling for the ball. It's going to go back to the Hornets on the ultimate possession arrow. 13.8 left to play in the half. Jenna Griffith, inbound. Howard, long two from the right wing is short. Loose ball is going to be cracked down by Sebeski. Howard trying to take it away, but she winds up knocking it out of bounds. So the Vikings will get the ball on the backcourt. 8.9 seconds left in the half. They trail by 15. The inbound to Robinson. Closed by the token pressure. Sebeski on the right wing.
Got to know the time, girls.
1 second. Shot from the free throw line. Off the back of the hoop at the buzzer. After 1.5 a play from here at Linden High School in the NHSAA Class C Girls Basketball District Championship game, the host Hornets lead the Bronson Vikings 24-9. It's halftime, and the halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Vikings. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. We'll go over the numbers after this one-minute break in this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. 24-9, Linden on top of Bronson. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
The Last Play. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Today I'm going to contradict my commentary of last week, who will step up, to present that different point of view that exists about the outcome of an athletic event that was seemingly decided on the last play. What's prompting this was watching another young athlete lie motionless for minutes between the lines in the middle of the arena as the teams and the crowd disperse from an event that I was at just a few nights ago. You do this long enough and you see this take on many forms. No physical injury, mind you, but the imprint left behind of what, when put in its proper perspective, is truly a teachable moment if we would just let it be that. The sad thing is that we don't do it enough. And sometimes we make something which should only momentarily sting, like a shot at the doctor's office, evolve into a lifelong imprint that hurts again and again and again. But I've seen some teacher coaches at their absolute best in these moments, in full view for all to see, but yet in the most private, intimate setting ever imaginable, coaching up that young person, raising their spirits, wipe the tears away, get their dauber up, put their arm over their shoulder and walk them off the playing surface knowing they gave their all, their absolute best, and that they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. The perspective that we must have is that the game is the sum total of its parts. That shot, that spike, that pin that occurs midway through the game, it's every bit as important as if it were to occur at game's end. But however, that player and that play in the middle just seem to melt into the background. Yet, when it happens at the end, we overemphasize it, saying that it does determine life's winners, losers, and the like. We over-glorify one for as long as we can, and we throw the other under the bus as quick as we can and hope that it stays there. And yes, we do that with high school kids sometimes. Just visit with somebody 10, 20, 30 years down the road, and you'll know exactly what I mean. The ride home from Battle Creek Saturday night included a phone call to report an incredibly lopsided basketball score, 100-11, where if the caller was accurate, one team was keeping its starters and even the second string in the game that was already on a super running clock to begin the second half and was calling timeout at game's end in a quest to hit 100. Now, sometimes out-of-control games happen and you can't do anything about it. But if what the caller said was true, that would be one of the worst acts of sportsmanship I've ever heard of in my over 40 years of covering high school and college sports. Now, I don't want to hear the excuses of, hey, that's how we play and that kind of stuff. This is school sports. This is educational sports. There's no excuse for planning to make those kinds of outcomes happen. And finally, don't forget about all the great winter finals coverage continuing this week on MHSAA.tv with live streaming video of the girls' competitive cheer and individual wrestling finals. Your month pass is still good for this week's action and three more weeks of championships in five sports. It's been a well-publicized program that this is the first year of a subscription plan to watch MHSAA finals live in 20 sports. The underwriting, which previously supported the free streams, no longer existed. It was nice while it lasted, but it's not an entitlement, folks. So a subscription saved the day for people who can't get to the finals and are willing to keep the service going. We're happy to bring the games to you. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.